Yesterday was a press conference introducing Frank Martin as the new coach at Kansas State basketball. And he sounded very good. Started off with a pretty big statement, you know, saying, here's what I want to do with this, here's about this, the school history is important. Sounded very impressive, especially considering some of the concerns brought forth by some of the media about, you know, hiring a guy with his experience and staying attached to the Huggins era, even though that kind of ended a little fishy and everything. He did a very good job, I think, putting a lot of concerns to rest. But when you open up things to reporters, things start getting a little bit interesting, especially sports reporters. They're a little bit different breed. If you think I'm odd, talk to a sports guy.
Yeah.
There you go. And his phrasing when he opened it up was a little bit weird, I have to say. Coach Martin, I don't know if I'd phrase things like this in the future.
That, I'll open up the bullet target over here and let you guys do what you have to do.
Okay, open up the bullet target. Somebody apparently didn't warn him that Dick Cheney was in the audience, and a disaster ensued.
I'm not sure what part of it is that Nancy disagreed with. She accused me of questioning her patriotism. I didn't question her patriotism. I questioned her judgment.
Luckily, it just grazed his face, so they were able to go on. Come on! I know it was lame. Lay off.
You're talking about kids, and kids can be fragile mentally when they're hit with a lightning bolt like a coach leaving.
I love that. Hit like a lightning bolt. There's something about if you're going to go into sports, this is one of the reasons why I was discouraged. Because at one point, I thought, hey, it'd be cool to go do play-by-play or go be a color analysis, yeah, analyst or whatever the hell you want to call it. I thought that might be cool, but then I realized I'd have to stick with lingo strictly from the 80s, and that held me back. So, like a lightning bolt. Come on.
Bob Huggins was sick, and you addressed the K-State students at Blackwater Bramlage. Can you talk about what was going through your head seeing all those fans and support prior to that Kansas basketball game?
I never want to leave here. This is unbelievable.
Also running through his head, about midnight the night before, talking to Huggy on the phone. Are you sure you need another Belfast? Maybe it's time to leave O'Malley's. You know, you might wipe yourself out for a couple days there. Tastes like chocolate milk, Jerrianne.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
No one's going to agree with you on that. If anyone agrees with Jerrianne that Belfast doesn't taste like chocolate milk, let us know. I don't think it's going to happen. Keep holding that breath. And then my all-time favorite part of the interview, right here.
Times for change. There's times for change when there's failure, and there's times for change when there's success. I believe when you got to change during success, I believe in continuity. That's what I believe in.
Yep.
Day by day, it's hard to see the changes you've been through. A little bit of living, a little bit of growing. All adds up to you. Every boy's a man inside.
A girl's a woman too.
And.